This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abba, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara was discussing a question. Why is it that if the father dies and the daughter is supported from the estate of the father, basically from the brother's Yerusha, they do not get her Ma'asei Yadayim Midairaisa. The Gemara had a Shaila. What would the Halacha be? The Gemara's question was posed from six lines from the top. Boy Mine Rav Avinim Rav Sheshes Bas HaNizoynes Mna'achin Ma'asei Yadea Lami. And Rav Sheshes said, wanted to bring a proof to Ma'asei Yadayim, go to the brothers. And Rav Avinu said no. And Rav is going to say no. But Midairaisa, the brothers definitely do not get it. If you look in the second Tosfos, Tosfos says Midairaisa pshitale dehava la'atzma. And that's a drasha of Mehisnachaltem oisam levnechem achreichem. You only are yoresh avadim kananim to your children, but not your daughter. The shaila is midrabanan. Do we say that since they have to support her, they get her Ma'asei Yadayim or not? And Rav Sheshes says they do. Rav says they don't. We're going to see the halachas, they don't get it. Now the Gemara wants to know, let's start from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Kahana, Mem Gimel Amar Alef. Amar Rav Kahana, my taima. What's the reason why biblically you do not bequeath your daughters to your sons? The pasuk says, you will bequeath them to your sons after you. It's talking about Eved Kenani. Oysam levnechem, your avodim kenanim to your sons. V'loy b'noyseichem levnechem, but not your daughters to your sons. Magid shein adam yoresh zuchus bita levnoy. This teaches that you are not yoresh the zuchus of your daughter to your sons. So maskifla Rabba asked. Ve'ema bepitoy habas uknasa sechavosa kosmedar. Maybe the pasuk that you don't yarshin over your daughters is talking about the knasos. For example, if she's seduced, or if she's raped, or if she's injured. V'chein tanu Rav Chanina bepitoy habas uknasos hakosmedaber. We actually learned that there's an opinion that Rav Chanina said we're talking about Knasos and Chavolos. So the Gemara interjects. The Gemara says, Chavolos? You're saying the Pasuk is talking about Chavolos? Chavolos is not Knas. Chavolos is Hezek. Chavolos Tzara de Gufaninu. Chavolos is a pain in her guf. And actually, the father is not Zoyche in her Tzar. Like we learned in HaChoyvel, that if a woman suffers tsar, if a girl suffers tsar, the payment goes to her, gets put in an escrow account. It doesn't even go to the father. So what do you mean that maybe it's talking about chavolos? So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about Amar of Yosef Bar Chanina Shapatsa Bifaneh. We're talking about where she was injured on her face. So it's not just tsar, she goes down in value, she depreciates in value, and that goes to the father. So the bottom line is that from this pasuk, we learn out that a person is not yoyresh, the right he has in his daughter to his sons. Now we have another version. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Nasna, Amar Rav. Rav Zera.
What about the Kashiv Rabba?
What about the Kash of Rabba? Meaning what? Maybe the Pasuk is talking about Pitoy Habas. Maybe the Pasuk is talking about Knas only, right?
Yeah.
Why? The Gemara does not bother to answer this question. Apparently the Gemara feels that the Pasuk is saying you will not inherit to your daughter. It's mashma nothing. Meaning it's mashma across the board. Meaning, not only will you not inherit... what do you want to say? That maybe it's talking only about Knossos?
Right, I mean, Rabba, Maslo, Rabba.
Yeah, apparently the Gemara...
interjects with what... but the Gemara doesn't answer about the Maskif.
Yeah, the Gemara doesn't address this question. Apparently the Gemara is not nispa from the question. Maybe the Gemara feels that the Pasuk is Mashma, nothing goes to the sons. Meaning it's not, the Gemara feels, don't say it's only talking about Knossos. The Pasuk is Mashma, nothing at all goes to the sons. Okay. The Gemara continues. So Amar of Zera, Amar of Masna, Amar Rav. Amri La, Amar Rebbe Zera, Amar of Masna, Amar Rav. What's the difference between Rav and Rebbe? The question is, where did he say it? Did he say it in Bavel before he got Smicha? Or did he say it in Eretz Yisrael after he came to learn from Rabbi Yochanan? So was it said by Rav Zera or Rebbe Zera? Bas hanizoynis min ha'achin, a daughter that is supported by the brothers, masiyadel atzma. Her masiyadayim go to her. Tachsiv hisnachaltem oysam levnechem achrechem. And you will bequeath it to your sons after you. Oysam levnechem v'lo ben oysechem levnechem. Your avadim kananim to your sons and not your daughters to your sons. Magid shein adam marish chosbita levnai. Okay. This is what Rav says. Amar le avimi bar papi. Avimi bar papi said, shakoid amra. The shakod, the diligent one, said it. Says Gemara, shakoid manu. Who's the diligent one? Says Gemara, Shmuel. Shmuel's the diligent one. I, harav amra. But Rav said it. What do you mean Shmuel said it? Rav is the one who said it. So ima. But rather, Avimi Bar Papa was saying, Av Shakad Amra. Shmuel also said it. Amar Mar, Bar Aveimar Lravashi. Mar Bar Aveimar said to Ravashi, Hachi Amri, Nehardai. This is what Nehardai said. Hilchasa Kvasei de Rav Sheshes. The halach is like Rav Sheshes, that the Masei Yadayim go to the brothers. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says, no. Hilchasa Kevasei de Rav. The halacha is like Rav. And what is the halacha? Lamaisa. The hilchasa kevasei de Rav. Halacha lamaisa. The halacha is like Rav, that the Maisi Adayim go to her. Okay. New Mishnah. Hama'ares his bitai. One who is ma'ares his wife. Meaning, one who is ma'ares his daughter. He gives over his daughter in erison. So the daughter is technically still in the rishus of the father. The girsha, then she gets divorced. Irsa, she has erisin again, v'nisa armala, and she is widowed, the guy dies. Ksubasa shalai. The ksuba of both husbands belongs to the father, because she never left the father's rishus. Hisia, if she did nisuin v'girsha, and she was divorced. Hisia, she did nisuin again, v'nis armala, and she was widowed. Ksubasa shala, the ksuba goes to her, because once she did erisin, the rishus of the father is paka. And you go by the time that it's collected, and the ksuba is collected after she already had nisuin. We don't go by when the ksuba was written, because the first ksuba was written when she was still in the rishus of the father. So that's the logic of the Tanakama. Logic of the Tanakama is that you go by the collection, and the time of collection, she is not in the father's rishus. Rabbi Huda Omer, Harishayna Shalav. The first ksuba belongs to the father. We'll see, because the first ksuba... Now, you see from the beginning of the Mishnah that the chi of ksuba comes from erisin. Because an arusa gets a ksuba. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, the first ksuba goes to the father. The second ksuba goes to her. Amrulai, the Chachamim said, what do you mean the first ksuba goes to the father? Once she did nesuin, the father has no control over her. Okay. Says the Gemara, Taima, Dihisia, Vigersha, Hisia, Vinis Armala. The reason is because she did nesuin and then she was divorced. She did nesuin and then she was married. So the ksuba goes to her. What would the halacha be if she was nesarmala two times? Aval nesarmala tre zimni. But if she was nesarmala two times, suloi chazilan sube, she would not be fit to get married. Why? Because apparently, if both husbands would have died, then she has a chazaka that she's a katlanis, that she kills her husbands. So the Tana went out of his way not to pick a case where this woman became a katlanis. In other words, why do we have to pick a case where first she was Nisgarsha and then she was Nisarmala? Why don't we pick a case that she was Nisarmala twice? The answer is because if she's Nisarmala twice, she knocked off two husbands, then she's a katlanis. Why would the Tana doesn't want to talk about such a morose possibility? Now, why do we have to...
So why not being a Nisgarsha twice?
So why not Nisgarsha twice? Good question. V'agav Orche, good question. Now, from here we see that a woman becomes a katlanos after two times. V'agav Orche, kasasim lan tana karebi. Agav Orche, the tana is being soisim like Rebbe. The amar betray zimne have a chazaka. That two times creates a chazaka. I mean, maybe you could say that once we're not picking a case of Nisarmala twice, agav that perhaps we won't pick a case of Nisgarsha twice? I'm not sure. Maybe. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaRishayna Shalav. Rabbi Yehuda says the first one, the first ksuba goes to the father. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabba v'Rabbi Yosef, the Amri Tarvayo. Right after this morning's Eon share, you can never look at Rabba and Rabbi Yosef the same again. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, they both said, Hoyel u'mishas erisin zocha b'hen ha'av. That the father was already zoicha in the ksuba from the time of erisin. So therefore, the first ksuba, even though ultimately she does nesuin and she leaves the father's rishus, nevertheless, the father was already zoicha in it from the time of erisin. Rashi says, the time of erisin of the first husband, he became chayiv in the ksuba, and the father is zoicha in it. But by the erisin sheni, he's not zoicha in it, because once she did nesuin to the first guy, so the father's zuchus leaves, dissipates. So the Gemara asks, Masiv Rava, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Harishayna Shalav, the first ksuba goes to the father. Umayda Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's Maida, b'ma'aris espitai, kishahi ketana. If let's say you ma'aris your daughter when she's a ketana, u'bagra, and then she became a bageres, before the nesuin, v'achar kach neses, shein lavir shuspa. The father has no rights in the ksuba. If she became a bageres before nesuin, the father had no rights in the ksuba. Amai, why not? Hachanami lema, why don't we say, Hayol mishas erisin zacha b'ha'av. From the time of erisin, the father was zoicha in her. Good You got the question? If we're saying that the reason why the father gets the ksuba is because the chi of ksuba comes at the time of erisin, and at that time she's in the father's domain, then why is the halacha that if a father was ma'aris his daughter, and then she became a boigeres, and then she's nisais, the father doesn't have rashus? Why don't we say it was he was zoichenet mishas erisin? So there must be a different reason. It can't be that the father gets the ksuba because he's zoichenet from the time of erisin. It can't be why if in a case of hisia. Again, the Mishnah says someone who's ma'aris bitoy v'gersha irsavanis armala, the ksuba belongs to the father. But hisia v'gersha, hisia v'nis armala ksuba sashala. Rabbi Yehuda says the first one goes to the father. It can't be the reason is because he was already zoichenet from the time of erisin, because then even if she became a boigeres, the father should get it. So rather the Gemara says, Eloi itmar hachi itmar. Rather, if a reason was learnt for Rabbi Yehuda Shita, it was learnt as follows. Rabba v'Rabbi Yosef d'Amri tarvayu, not because he was zoichenet from the time of erisin, but rather, hal uvershusai nechtaven, because it was written in his rishus. What does that mean? The first ksuva was written before the Nisuin. So it's not that the father was zoichenet from the time of erisin, it's that the ksuba was written before the Nisuin. And therefore, if it was written before the Nisuin, the father is zoiche in it from the time that it was written. But if she became a boigeres before the Nisuin, then it was not written in his rishus because she already left his rishus when she became a boigeres. So it's not that the father is zoichen it from the time of erisin, it's that it was written before the Nisuin. But if she became a bageris, the father doesn't have rights. So now the Gemara has the following shayla. Umigba me'emas. When will the woman collect? Rashi explains. So we see that it doesn't go by the erisin, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not being collected at the time of the erisin. It's going, right? It says Rabbi Yehuda is Moide b'ma'aris es bito yubagra. So that means it goes by when it was written regarding collecting from the So that means the ksuba, it goes by when it was written. So now the question is, the woman had erisin. Typically, the ksuba is written before the nesuin. If the woman's going to collect the ksuba from his land, right, because the ksuba is a milva b'shtar, so that means if he divorces her or he dies, she could collect from his property. From when could she collect from the property? She collects from when it was written? Or do we say she collects when the chiyuv began? Because the chiyuv was from the time of erisin. That's the chiyuv of the ksuba. But the ksuba was written at the time of the nesuin. So the Tanakhama holds, if your ma'aris is bitai and gersha irsavinis armala, it belongs to him. But if she did nesuin and then she got divorced, it belongs to her. Because even though it was written before, but according to the Tanakhama, once she leaves his rishus, then the halacha is that she collects it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it goes by the time that the ksuba is written. But now the question is, what about in terms of collecting from the lekuchais? Does it go by when it was written in the shtar? Or usually we say that a ksuba, there is a hischaivis before, and it's a milveh alpeh, But it's a milvah al peh that is an obligation through the court. So then, maybe you're able to collect from lekuchais even before.
The case in the Mishnah of Ma'aris Pizza Vigirsha, the Ksuba Asa Shaloi, when is that Ksuba written, Lachaira?
The case of Ma'aris as Bitai.
Right, if we're saying that the Ksuba is written right before Nisuin.
And there was no Nisuin?
There was no Nisuin, right? That's the first case of the Mishnah, right? We're talking about that she only had Erisin.
Mm-hmm.
So either the case must be that she divorced Mamish. They just wrote the...
They wrote the Ksuba, and then they got divorced, and we say...
Lachaira, you have to say the case. If not, then the Mishnah should be a Raya, Lachaira, that you start collecting from when the Chiv starts. Unless the case is Mamish talking about, that you wrote the Ksuba right before the Nisuin, and then divorced before Nisuin.
I mean, you're saying in the Reisha, in the case of the Reisha, the guy was Ma'aris' daughter, and she got divorced... When was the Ksuba written? L'chaira before the divorce, right? After the Erisin, before the divorce. And it never came to Nisuin. What does that prove?
Right, but I'm saying, but it has to be a case that it's Mamish, that the divorce was twice, the divorce had to have been right before the Nisuin.
Right. I mean, right, clearly there was no Nisuin. You're saying, but it had to have been imminent, otherwise why would they have written a ksuba?
Right.
Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos says that the shaila is, do we say from the time of Erisin, because that's when you're chayiv in the takana d'rabbanon? Or do we say, no, until then, it's a milveh al peh. So until you write it, when you write it, becomes a milveh b'shtar. But maybe you're not, you don't collect from a shubadim until the time of the ksiva. That's the shaila of the Gemara. Umigva me'emas gavya. When do you collect? That's the question. When do you collect? Do you collect from the time of erisin, or do you have to wait until it's written? So. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says like this: Mana Masayim in Erisin. The fixed ksuba of 100 for an almana, 200 for a basula. That is you could collect already from the time of Erisin, because that's a takana drabanan. So you collect from the zman of Erisin. If he dies or divorces after the Nisuin, you could grab from the Kuchais that bought it from the time of Erisin. Because at that time it was Nishtabed. So in other words, you could collect from the Kuchais from the time of Erisin. But the any additional Ksuba... So in other words, you're Mechuyav, you're Meshabed to the Ksuba from the time you do Erisin to the woman. It happens to be, it's not written until right before the Nisuin. V'toisefes min ha-nesuin, the added ksuba, whatever you add to the ksuba, that is collected from lekuchos only from the time of nesuin, because that is not coming to her from a takana d'rabbanan. That's coming to her from you. So you're not meshabed yourself to that until you write it. That's the opinion of Rav Huna. Rabasi says, Echad zev echad zev min ha-nesuin. Not only the Toisefes are you not Meshubad until the Nesuin, but even the Etzem Ksuba. Because the fact that you write a Ksuba means she is Moichel, the original Shibud, and she consents that the Shibud should not begin until the date that's written in the Ksuba. Says Gemara, Umi Amar Rav Huna Hachi. Did Rav Huna say this? V'ha Itmar, but we learned. Hoitzia alav shtei ksubais. What if she takes out two ksubais? Acha shel masayim v'acha shel shalosh meos. One of 200 and one of 300. The one of 200 was dated before the one of 300. Apparently, he wrote her a ksuba of 200. And then he wrote her a ksuba of 300. Again, Rav Huna says the 100, 200 you collect from Erisin and the Tosafos min HaNisuin. But what about, we're now challenging that. Because we have a Braisa that says if she took out two ksubais, one of 200, one of 300. Va'amar Rav Huna says, Basal Ligvais Masayim, Goyvem Izman Rishon. You want to collect only 200? Use the first star. You could collect from the time of the first star. Shalosh Meyos, you want to collect 300? Goyvem Izman Sheni. Then you'll have to wait until the Zman of the second star. In other words, Rav Huna says, look, there are two Ksubais over here. You want to take advantage and collect more? The second ksuba that he wrote out of the goodness of his heart to add on to the ksuba, well, then you're going to have to wait to the date that's written on the second one. You want to collect in advance from the date on the first one, then you could only collect 200. Says the Gemara, Vim Isa, if Rav Huna's shita was reported correctly, that you could collect 200 from the first date, from the Arison, and then the Tosefes from the second date, if that's correct. So then why don't we say, Tigmi Masam is Man Rishon, let him collect 200 from the first Shtar. Umeya Mizman Sheni, and the additional 100 from the second Shtar. If Rav Huna is correct, that you collect Mana Masayim from the Arison and the Tosefes from the Ksiva, so why don't we say the same thing over here? So the Gemara challenged, yeah. Ula Tamech, and according to you, let's say, that Rav Huna did not say that. That Rav Huna said, let's say, Echad Zeh ve'echad Zeh min HaNesu'in. That you have to wait until it was written. I mean, let's say it's wrong. Let's say you can collect from the first date. You could still ask a question. Why don't you collect 500? Collect all 500. Meaning, if you're going to say, that there's a chiyami time, the time of Erisin. I mean, according to you, you're questioning. You're saying that if there's a chiyah from the time of Erisin, then let him collect 200 from the first ksuba and 100 from the second one. Well, actually, why don't you ask, collect 200 from the first one and 300 from the second one? Ella, Chamesh Meis, my time alai. Why do you agree that she shouldn't collect 500? Because Kivan Dulai Kasavla, he never wrote to her, Tzivisi, I want, Va'isefis lach tlas mea amasayim, and I'm adding 300 to the 200. He never wrote, I'm giving you an additional 300. I gave you 200, now I want to add 300. I gave you 200, now I want to add 300. So Hachi Kamarla, so what he's saying is that I'm not adding, but you have your choice. E mizman rishon gvias. If you want to collect from the first one, gavya masayim, collect 200. Mizman sheni gvias, gavya tasmeya. And if you want to collect from the second one, collect 300. Hachanami, here too, hainu taima dulai gavya. That's why you don't collect 200 from the first one and 100 from the second one. Because midaloi kasev lo isifas locha mea amasayim. He didn't say in the second shtar, I'm adding 100 to the 200. He didn't say, I'm adding 100 to the 200. He says, I'm giving you 300. But I'm giving it to you like this only. I'm not adding. Normally, he writes her, I'm giving you 200 and I'm adding 100. So then Rav Huna says, you take 200 from the Erison and you get 100 from the Ksiva. But here, when he wrote 300, he didn't say he's adding 100. He's saying, I'm giving you the opportunity to collect 300, but if you want to, you're going to have to do it now. So, and if you want to Midulai kasavla osifasach mea amasayim, for the fact he didn't say I'm adding 100 on the 200, achuli achalte l'shibudei kama. He is being moichel the first shibud, meaning from the fact that he didn't say I'm adding 100, but rather he wrote a second date for all 300, and he's not adding, so that means shma mina ichalte l'shibudei kama. He is, sort of speak, being Meichel, the first Shibud. And if you want to collect the second star, you're going to have to collect from the second date. But by a Toisefes that is being added in all Ksuba, 100 to the 200, he says, I'm adding to what the Tikkun Rabbanan. And therefore, there's no, he's not foregoing the first Shibud. But over here, when he writes 300, he's basically saying, if you want 300, be Meichel, the original Shibud. Okay, let's hold it over here. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow, 9:15. Kol Tov, have a good night. Be Matzliach. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.